420 now. Here on AM 950 KPRZ. I love, love, love entrepreneurial stories. People who get started at a young age, know what it is they want to do, ride the career path quickly, and at a very young age still, head up their own business. Carrie Luxem joins us, founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group, and they represent HR for people like, I want to say, Jersey Mike's is on the list, Dunkin' Donuts is on the list. You know how Carrie Luxem got her start, though? She was making blizzards at Dairy Queen at the age of 15. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to AM 950 KPRC.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.
Can you still make a really mean blizzard?
Oh, man, people ask me that, and I'm telling you, I really can. And I can make a curl on top of that ice cream cone like you would not believe. And that was many, many years ago.
See, you anticipated. You already anticipated my second question. That's exactly where I was going with that. Here's what I'm impressed with. Now, you've been in, how long have you been in the business world, including your start at Dairy Queen? How long have you been doing what you do?
Oh, it's been a long time. Are you going to really make me date myself here, Jimmy? It's been about 30 years.
Okay. Still, that would make under the age of 50, let's put it that way. And you're
high. I am just under the age of 50. You got that right. I am under the age of 50. But yeah, I started at Dairy Queen, and then I had the good fortune of meeting the visionary behind Potbelly Sandwich Works in my mid-20s and spent a decade there. And then I left there and started this business to help restaurateurs throughout the country with HR and payroll. And my husband is actually a Dunkin' Donuts franchisee here in the Chicagoland area. So we operate a couple dozen Dunkin' Donuts here, and we stay busy. We're restaurant people.
Take it from me, as a former Michigander, they eat a lot of donuts in the Midwest, especially in the winter. That's a good business.
That's a good business. Well, I drink a lot of coffee, so.
But you got started. Here's the thing I wanted to start on first here, because you got started at the age of 15. And, you know, at the risk, and I don't mean this to demean the current generation of 15-year-olds that are out there, but clearly you were motivated to get out there and to work and maybe make some of your own money. And you had a vision for yourself at a very young age of what it is you wanted to do and how you wanted to get to where you were going. That's pretty young to get started in the workplace.
Well, you know, I will tell you, Jimmy, and this is why I'm so incredibly passionate about the restaurant industry. I didn't really realize it at the time, but I'm 15 years old and I had some things going on in my childhood. We all have our own stories, right? But I go to work for this really great company who had great systems. It's Dairy Queen. It's a system, and they had great leadership. And that's why I talk so much about it. And they helped me sort of change my life and the direction my life was going. And that little job at Dairy Queen, you know, really kind of instilled something in me and gave me confidence as a teenager and made me believe I could do whatever it is I wanted to do. I mean, it wasn't everything. I mean, I learned this through growing up, but it really did start with that. And that's why I'm so passionate about restaurateurs, really understanding how to lead people and, you know, take care of your people. And you can really change people's lives. And that's why I love this industry so much.
Well, I think it's important, too. You know, there's a lot of parents out there who struggle with the idea of letting their child have some sort of even a part-time job. And there's a lot of people who think, oh, you know, working at a Dairy Queen or working at a Whataburger, you know, that's no job. There's no future in that. But listen, there is a future because there's so many things to be learned at an entry level at one of those places if your ambition is to be something other than a fry cook for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, Jimmy, this is one of the things I talk about a lot is the stigma in this industry that, you know, you go work at a fast food place and you don't want to get it. And, you know, parents are going to say that or people are going to say, hey, listen, you got to focus on your education because you don't want to end up in restaurants or you don't want to end up in fast food. And it's just remarkable to me because I know so many people that started their careers like me as a teenager. They were washing dishes or whatever. Maybe they went to college. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they tried other things. Maybe they became a lawyer and decided to do restaurants. But people across the board that I know have had amazing careers. How many people do you know in their early 20s that have the ability to run multi-million dollar businesses? You know, it happens in the restaurant industry. And if you're really great and you work hard and you do what you say you're going to do and you want to learn and grow, I mean, this industry is amazing for that. And it's not just being in the restaurant. There's so many different ways that you can, there's so many different things you like, HR or marketing or purchasing, or you want to be a franchisee or whatever it is. There's all kinds. I'm like the biggest restaurant industry cheerleader because it's created an amazing life for myself, my husband, numerous friends that I've met throughout the years and clients and stuff. And it's a great, great industry. You know, there are a lot of negatives, just like with any industry or any
sure.
business. But
these are tough times. Let's face it. It's been difficult to find enough help. Every restaurant I know here in Houston has a sign in their window saying,
yeah,
you know, help wanted. Everybody's looking for help. We're emerging from a COVID economy. We're dealing with a Delta variant and a spike in that right now. How much more can the restaurant need? I know restaurateurs are resilient people, but how much more of this can they take?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's not, staffing issues is definitely not, it's not anything new, but this is really tough right now. And I think it just depends on the brand and the group and where they are. And, you know, I can't certainly make a blanket statement about how people are going to do, but I think I see so much positivity and I see so many people trying to focus on, you know, taking care of their people and getting their customers in the door and, you know, kind of navigating through this stressful time. We don't know what's going to happen in the coming months, you know, if we're going to go through something similar, if it's going to be, you know, we certainly don't know, but I think, you know, if you kind of try to keep your, you know, the positive foot forward mentality, stay positive, take care of the people that you do have, you know, try to figure out how to not stress them out. I mean, what happens when you're so understaffed is you overutilize the talent you have and then they get stressed out and they have issues and, you know, and it's just like that nasty circle of, you know, negativity. But I think that, you know, if you can just try to focus on the positives, I know that's easier said than done, and have a plan and focus. Don't give up. I mean, we have clients all over the country. They're struggling a little bit with staffing here. Some a lot, but they're figuring it out and they're getting creative and they're doing different things to try to attract people, and they're taking care of, you know, paying people more money. There's a whole bunch of things that they're doing, but I think it's just really kind of staying positive and knowing that we are going to come out of this hopefully stronger.
One last quick thought from you on this, because usually what happens when you have staffing issues like this, especially over a long period of time, then, as you say, restaurateurs are forced to become creative. I'm noticing more and more, at least here in Houston, Texas, I'm noticing more and more restaurants kind of going to what I call the embellished cafeteria model, where you go in, you order at the counter instead of having a waiter or waitress. Everybody else are food runners who bring the food out once it's prepared out to your table. So you never have to serve yourself as far as the food goes, but they've been able to take a minimal amount of staff and get much more out of them by being able to utilize them that way. Are you seeing some changes in the basic model of restaurants in order to try to accommodate these staffing issues?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen people close their dining rooms. I've seen people, you know, work managers, different schedules. I've seen, you know, all, you know, hiring more students or high school age students than normal. There's a whole bunch of different things that people are doing. But if there's silver lining in this at all in terms of the staffing situation that we're in. One of the things that I'm seeing that is a positive is I've been preaching forever. You know, remember, it's not about experience. Experience isn't everything. You've got to give people chances, as Potbelly did for me. You know, you can be taught the function of doing the job, but it's the attitude and personality and drive that's so much more important. I think people are now being forced to meet more people and give more chances because it's so few. And I think what's happening is restaurateurs are seeing that there's so much more talent out there that can be a part of their restaurants than they ever thought before. And getting people in there that aren't necessarily longtime restaurant people, and they are helping them come up with creative ideas, like you just mentioned, to help operate through this really tough time.
All right. Hey, Carrie, good to talk to you. Continued success. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Yep, take care. Founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group, that is Carrie Luxem joining us.